This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With an aging population in the U.S., we're about to share a number that may be more important than any stock index I might mention. It's from a recent meeting of the American Geriatric Society. Audrey Quinn looks at the cost of an older person taking a fall.
Amanda Husberg is 73, though she doesn't look it.
Because I don't have a husband and I don't have kids.
She and I are standing in the narrow hallway of her Brooklyn apartment. It's also her office space.
Okay, I came here, and I caught my toe at the edge of the rug. I went flying, and my right shoulder hit the chair.
She hit the ground pretty hard. She couldn't get up on her own.
I banged on the floor with SOS. Bum, 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 dum, 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 bum, bum.
That SOS message got a neighbor's attention, and that neighbor got her to the hospital. Husberg had a broken shoulder and ended up in a sling for 4 months. Since then, she's had a few more falls, so she took out a $40,000 loan to make her home easier to get around. But Husberg still worries about falling again.
My biggest fear is loss of independence.
The Center for Disease Control says every year about a third of seniors suffer from a fall. Dr. Kathleen Colonna-Marique specializes in geriatrics at Duke University Medical Center. She says there are high price tags for these falls.
The cost of going to the doctor, going to the urgent care or the emergency room.
The cost of things like x-rays and stitches. Most falls add up to around $10,000 to $20,000.
And then there are all the indirect costs, lost productivity or needing more help around the home and having to have somebody else help you.
Altogether, these losses come to around $30 billion a year in the U.S. Colonna-Marique has been focusing on falls in nursing homes, where they're twice as likely to happen, which can lead to costly lawsuits.
Nursing home falls are the second most common cause for litigation in nursing homes.
She and her colleagues have created a staff training program. It teaches how to better communicate about risky situations that can lead to falls. So far, nursing homes that have used her program, they've seen a 20% decline in fall rates. I'm Audrey Quinn for Marketplace.